Ladies and gentlemen, it is finally happening. All roads lead to SunBet Arena this coming Sunday, 30th of July. We've been talking about it for months, but right now your moment has come, chillers. Phakama chila, ixesha lifikile. That's right, man. Big shout out to our main sponsor, Striped Horse Beer. They came last minute. They've been showing us some love. Hopefully you show them some love as well. They're going to be here on Sunday. And I hear that tickets are almost sold out. I think we've sold about 90% of the tickets. So if you don't have one, make sure you get one straight after watching this video. You don't want to miss out on this historic event. Nothing has happened like this in the world. First time ever, there's been a recording of this magnitude for a podcast around the world. So I'm really, really grateful. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you. So just to give you a glimpse of what's going to happen on the day, right? At 5 o'clock, we're going to open the outdoor doors, right? And then people come in. At 6 p.m., we're going to open the main doors. Catmaster is going to jump on the ones and twos. Straight after that, Team NSA is going to do his thing. And by the way, me and Team NSA releasing album of the year, 3rd of August. Piano and Chill, look out for that one. And then straight after that, TT is going to come on stage. The comedians are going to do their thing. That's Mpo Pops, Robert Boy, Celeste Ntuli, Eugene Koza. And then straight after that, the whole podcast team is going to be on stage. That's myself, Ghost Lady, Saul Pinduka. We'll be doing a Q&A with you guys. So hopefully you have some dope questions. And then straight after that, we're getting into the performances. So unfortunately, Musa Keys can't join us. He got an international gig. And also, we are praying that Kabza can make it, because he's in London this weekend, but hopefully he can catch his flight and be on time to join us Sunday night. So we're just praying that he makes it, because we need the King of Piano on stage come Sunday, man. Like, he's the best to ever do it on the biggest podcast, so it only makes sense, you know. After that, Makazi, definitely, she's going to be joining us. She is here, she's going to do a thing. And then, yeah, that'll be the party, that'll be the event. Not forgetting, we're going to have food on sale. Grancho is going to be on sale. We've got some new merch as well that I think you guys will like. That's going to be on sale. We're going to have slides on sale. What else? What else am I forgetting? Yes, the official after party is at Moloko in Menlyn. That's straight after the event. We're all going to head out to Moloko and party. So yeah, looking forward to it. Hope to see you guys this coming Sunday. As the shit!
Striped Horse Premium Beer presents Road to 1 Million, brought to you by the Podcasting Chill Network. On the 30th of July 2023 at SunBet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Makazi, Mpo Pops, Celeste Ntuli, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Saul Pinduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quickit from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
The ladies.
Yes.
I mean, I still get shocked when I walk at the mall and I see young people holding hands.
Mm.
But we're not allowed. That's not allowed.
That's crazy.
Indians are under my dad.
So you are like Kabza of the 70s?
Yeah, Kabza speak. So we have these four songs now. Then I say to her,
well, you just try to tell us that you have kids and you had a house in Northcliffe.
Yeah.
He's been rolling in it. He didn't become a gardener, but he was raking it. Yeah.
So now she's no longer sure whether this craft is the one.
So what happened? So after you dropped the album, he left the soil.
He left
the soil. Yeah, it's Kareem and cold. It was part of the fridge. Dropped.
Sorry. Start off again. What did you say?
No, I just see we learned to solve drinking beer, and I remember that when
it's not just any beer, Striped Horse.
Yes, yeah. Striped Horse.
Yeah,
and I remember it was a trip to Swaziland as a school trip. I was in Form One back then. You know,
Form One.
Yeah, Sayembabane. You know, when we are kids, Sayembabane, and I drank
Swaziland.
Oh, it's an area.
Yeah.
I drank this thing, beer. First of all, it tastes bad, but I got drunk. And then, ngaya e toilet. And mang figure lapa nga fe nga sala pas nga collapse. The toilet was locked for 3 hours until my system checked up, and I never drank again since then.
Whoa!
Never drank again.
So you blacked out a toilet.
I never drank beer since 1980. All I remember that it doesn't taste nice.
It doesn't. It's an acquired taste. But you see, that's the thing about any substance, weed or alcohol. When you first try it, just go on and see how you react to it. So revisit it.
No, you're not gonna get me back there. No.
How was the 70s, man?
70s was 70s. I mean, first of all, I was born in 1962.
Mm. Yeah.
So the 70s, I was already like.
Hey, man, teenage. You look fresh for a 60-year-old.
Yeah, I'm 61 now.
61, wow. Damn.
Jeez.
The 70s, I was already a teenager. And I remember because we were all black and equally oppressed.
Mm.
And we were confined to the townships. I went to school when I was 11, so I was already 4 years late at school, but I always looked small. And all I remember is that we all wanted to be garden boys. Yes.
Whoa.
That's the only way you could earn money. You know? Just wanted to be garden boys. And I remember when my father passed away in 75. And I'm a kid, so I have no concept of death. And me and my younger brother, who is late now, we're so excited. Hey, time I'll hambile, man, right? So this is a bioscope.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to the bioscope and we're going to suddenly join the other guys to be garden boys.
Wow.
Which was the white neighborhoods. And at that time, and Pumemlas.
What are you watching in the bioscope when you go there?
Back then, Western movies were the biggest.
Mm.
I mean, we saw all the, you know, Terrence Hill, Bud Spencer, Clint Eastwood. Big.
But nothing local.
No, there was. But I don't remember. I don't want to time it. I don't know whether it was 70s or it was 80s. This is which is Somizi's father.
Oh, okay.
Umshefa. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nyaganyaga was the biggest movie there. And another one, Uteliwe. And back then, the movies were, the cinemas were in the townships. You know, like, you know, AA Twin Soweto,
yes.
Matole in Tembisa. Who are now churches now, Umlazi.
Ish.
And us negotiating your way from your section to go to the next section, to the bioscope.
Wow.
We negotiated your way. It was controlled territory, you know.
Who are you negotiating with?
The boys. So I've got my 20 cent. I mean, the movie then was about 20 cent. you get your ticket, yeah. You get your Simba chips.
Simba.
Yeah, you get it groovy. And here's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm not saying a can of coke. Eating leg groovy.
You
know, 20 cent. So you go from Umla's E section, you're going to pass C section, B section, who's a figure, a cinema. There are guys there who are waiting for you. And we used to put him out. We used to cut, you know, where you put your belt there. You used to cut him, Bob, and then we fag him out round. It goes around just to hide it, you know.
Oh.
And back then, the movies were double feature.
Mm.
You know, to the Western movie, you know.
Mm.
And everyone was hustling. You get there, you give them your money. Then the guy was supposed to tear Agnigi ticket and then tear
yes.
The ticket. Agnigi said, Umnigi said, Bambi Malata, look, Funinzang. Hound dog. Man, I'm 14 or 15.
Yeah, you're a small frame. Yeah.
Funimal, man, it's fine. I've paid for the ticket, but it's not going to get me the ticket to go in.
Yeah.
Because Ufuninzang, Fanagimnigi, my other 5 cents.
Mm.
So saying, yes, we're going to break, must we double fish, and say, Nay, my Lama Simba Chiefs.
Mm.
That was then. And then after that, in the cinemas, it was parallel. We had Indian cinemas, Shah Jahan, Shiraz, Isfahan, Scala. That was before shopping centers and Stekinoko and New Metro, you know. But also remember, those were the only cinema that black people could go to. It's Indians, colors, and blacks. And the whites had their own cinemas.
And then how were the ladies in the 70s? Did they want money like today's ones?
I'll get to the ladies now. Let me finish the thing about the garden boy, because this is a very interesting thing. So, school holidays, we're all queuing up at the principal's office. you want a letter that says, Sipho Sithole is a learner at Ntokozweni, Nyanisweni Primary School, and is a diligent learner in Standard 2. And during holidays, he will be looking for a job, because we want to access the wide areas. So you carry this letter, like you protected that letter, is the most important letter, because that's the only way you can be in the wide area.
Mm.
And then we'll go as, like, maybe we're five of us. It's now school holidays, Ngama weekends, cross Umlazi River, cross Chatsworth, which is the biggest Indian township outside of India, cross the railway line, and then into Yellowwood Park, which is a wide area. And then we'll be walking down the street. I want some work, Mrs. That's the only English I knew then.
Mm.
I want some work, Mrs. We'll just keep shouting. I want some work. Like that advert, Millie's.
Yes.
And then they'll call, they'll choose who looks employable, you know. So I was always the last one because I was. Mm. So I'll be left alone, continuing with another street. That's how we got. And my first job was 50 cent a day.
Oh.
My last job as a garden boy, 1981, was 1 rand 20. And we would save this. So, you know, you're working Monday, Saturday, Sunday. So you count these 52 weeks, weekends, you save it, then you go to the Indian township. You see, now I'm wearing a T-Serv.
Mm.
We will save a year to buy a T-Serv.
Wow.
But that was what you were, you know, whether it's a squat for T-shirt or Pringle and all of that. And of course, Jack Purcell,
yes.
By Converse. You would save this until year end. And how we would do it, at least me and I would, then after I saved this money, then I go to Indian shops, then I buy underwear. This underwear with leopard yes. print in bulk. Then I go to the men's hostel.
Oh, those vests.
Yes, those vests. Oh. Then I sell it.
Mm.
Then I make my money to buy this and pay for my school, because I paid for my school throughout and all of that. The ladies...
Yes.
Let me just tell you something, how the township and the 70s and 80s worked. You cannot have a female that is your friend. It doesn't work like that. How is so-and-so Ututu a friend of Usolom's? Nitotani.
Hey, very, yes.
Nitotani, goopy.
Hey.
And where is Dudu's boyfriend when you guys are friends?
You
would get stabbed.
Yo!
I've got a date with a woman. We are going to the movies. It's either your girlfriend or she's not there. That's just how it worked. So nowadays, we are still dating. We see,
We're vibing.
Never, never. Mina, it took me years to hug a female. Mm. Actually, I only learned to hug when I arrived in America in 1989.
Mm.
Because there is free society, so the female students will just come and hug you, you know. And first of all, I was like, oh, a young hacker, le cherry le. If a woman smiled at you in the township, she's interested.
Mm.
So no one smiled at anybody unless it's your girlfriend, you know. Mm. So I get a hug in America. I'm like, wow. So luckily, when we arrived, because this was 1989, we were students from Southwest Africa, which is Namibia now, and South Africa. And we were taken to Ohio for 2 weeks orientation. Culture, American culture. One thing we were told, in America, girls are going to smile at you naturally. Mm. They are very social, sociable. Mm. They'll even hug you. Don't get confused.
Yes, don't think manje.
Don't get confused, you know. Yeah. I hugged my mother first time when I came back from America because I understood what a hug
was. That's crazy, man. Yeah.
And that's what a hug is.
So now when you have a girlfriend, what would you guys do?
Bicycle. First of all, how do you have a girlfriend? How old are you? Just got it happen to even say we're not a girlfriend.
Mm.
It was a taboo to have a girlfriend until you are a certain age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mina yengize namanje ngisathu maybe sibosa ngisengimdala kakhulu. I some 18 year old or 19 year old talking about a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I'm like,
what's that?
What's that? Because Tina, that thing was just didn't happen.
Mm.
If it happened, you were hiding, you know. And imagine now with a girlfriend again, which is now the 70s. Ugonywe eLamont, which is Lamontville. Upumemlas, eLokshin. You are going to another township to find to meet your girlfriend.
Mm.
That alone is a hassle because you have to deal with the territory now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go and stand by a street light, Skoboska case, as we would say it, waiting for maybe Nganya Konengane. Ezotimik born, but hey, our mbong is a Uthuli. Uthuli must now make sure that she comes out of the house to you when the parents are no longer noticing anything. She's
yes.
done this. That day she's like working very fast, washes each other, stupid, sends the onky into.
Yes.
Where are you going to stand? Because you've got to respect the adults in the neighborhood.
Mm, in the street.
Yeah, in the street. I mean, I still get shocked when I walk at the mall and I see young people holding hands.
Mm.
Yeah. We're not allowed to. That is not allowed.
That's crazy.
Indus abandamandala. And then where do you go? It would have been a bioscope, of course.
Let's call a bioscope,
yeah. Yeah, cool. And mean, I
wait, wait. Car is in house.
Yeah, my man, it's dark. Did you see his smile as soon as I said that?
No, no, I'm just saying. This is where you come with your.
You're free.
Yeah.
You're free. No one is seeing.
And you can see with Lo Waselamolomchito Waselamonti, Lo Wasechesterville, Lo Waseclement, Wagwamash, Umlazi, yabo. So that's where everyone comes, and you have to. Seen to be in control.
Mm.
Well, but also said, which is a sad part now about GBV, there would be gangsters who can just come and see you with your girl and they take the girl.
Whoa, just like that?
Yeah, take to another township. The following day.
It was wild,
yeah.
Eh?
Mm. You know? So you have to carry your cap. I mean, if you are Shomil, you will survive a luxury. You've got to.
That's crazy, of course, man.
The trains to us were was the most amazing thing. But the train system worked.
Mm.
You knew Utman eating Yoki Bella 10:10 Xeni Ezwele to station in Yetropin. Ease of Yango 10:10, which is 10 past 10 Xeni. Man, just so if you want at the train station, eti. Kambe i-10:10 is ufikanini ukubuzwa ngo-1. Because no train has arrived.
Yeah.
The 10:10 hasn't arrived, so no train has arrived before then.
Oh, that's crazy, nice. Man. Wonderful story.
With the Okabe.
I have a stab wound.
Wow.
Mm. I was stabbed in 1980 or 81, Elokshin Mlazi. And then I waited until my arm could, blood is something. I mean, a stab wound is something else.
Why were you stabbed, though?
Yeah.
Why were you stabbed?
Election is about fist fights and it's about just stamping your authority. This boy had, I think, was shy umfana wakhe it was tall. I was tall, but not from my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and he, this boy came and reported to me.
Okay.
Kutu shawe umfana wakhe it, I remember very well. Ngizenze isigora ke mina. Yeah, we shy intwana wakhe it wena kanje le out vele keep mess intwana le. Now we're all young.
Mm.
Angkwaze. I saw in this thing push kanje ngoba I pressure igazi ifuna ukuphuma yaphusha kanje
hey
angithukanga ngabaleka I ran and I went to my elder brother's girlfriend's home and there I collapsed. Well, cut the story short, I was dished, I was fine. And then for the whole month bengishama push ups and ngibheka lengalo ukuthi isebenza. When it got better, yo, it was bad what I did. It was horrible. But I found this guy, $8. I found him. Done some mess. and I stabbed him.
Press toy.
It was bad.
Bloody hell.
Who's this? Along with me, you stabbed him where?
Here.
That's sad.
Now here there's a like a vacuum here. So it can just go down. But again, the same thing. Yeah, and I was charged and sentenced to 6 lashes. Mm. I was a minor. This is 1980. I was a minor. Sent 6 lashes at the magistrate Umlazi, and then I went to the police station. Now that's where the sentence, the punishment happens. I was very small. As you can see, this is the chair.
Mm.
You stand behind the chair, then you need. What you say? Over the chair? Bambelela.
Mm. Mm. The crouch.
Yeah. So all he sees is your back.
Mm.
And he was not hitting me on my buttocks. Mm.
Yes.
He was hitting me here.
The bone. Mm. The bone. Yes. No cushion there.
So when I came
back. With like a shambok.
Yeah, with a shambok. Mm. And remember, Labantu Labaga, we look shy 6 at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look shy, I'm opposite. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Look shy, I'm opposite. You know? Abu, yeah. We are about 8, 6, 7, 5. We're looking at 9, 6, 7. 6, shy, 1, 6, 7, 2. And at that time, the island of the skin is so swollen. It's like, yeah, so that was one of my punishments.
Man, that's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, Dr. Sipho Sithole.
Yeah.
For those who don't know who this legendary guy is, man, he's the founder and owner of Native Rhythm Records. I heard you found Saul, by the way.
I never want, me, Nigeria, this is me as a record company executive. Mm-hmm. I never want to say, I found an artist.
Yeah.
I don't even know what is the right word because.
Yeah, but Saul doesn't count as an artist.
I mean, I'm good. I'm making music, bro. I'm making music. As a tin problem, no respect, man.
I drop a problem.
By the way, I don't think there is. I've never heard of another artist at the level of him as a tribal house.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's big. Coming from him, dog.
Yes. I mean, he's heard so much.
But we'll get into that. Now, let me let people know who you are, man. He's also an award-winning music producer as well as admired for his work with Afro Soul and world music artists. He recently published a book called My My. Is that what it's called, yeah? Maye or My My? My My.
Maye Maye.
Maye Maye.
Maye Maye, the history and heritage of the Maye Maye market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then listen to his qualifications. Thank you, man. Thank you. Listen to this, Saul. He's got a...
I've got mine already. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I bought one.
Yeah. Let's put one here so that...
Well, yeah, people can see.
I'm not sure whether you agree.
Yeah, no, definitely. Put it
you
right
wanna
there.
You want to read?
Danko.
Yeah.
You've got a Doctor of Philosophy in Anthropology.
Yes.
All right.
Vets
which you
University.
Got in Vits, yeah? You
not
got
online.
Yeah?
Not honorary.
Not online.
not honorary. 7 years of research.
You've also got a Bachelor of Science in Political Science and International Relations, which you got in the USA.
In the USA.
Amazing.
At Lincoln University, yes. Which has produced more African presidents.
Wow.
The first African president of Ghana, Kwame
Nkrumah,
went there.
Wow.
First president of Nigeria, Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Wow.
Went there. The prime minister of Namibia was in my class, a female.
Wow.
We're 89, and many others. And of course, the first black judge in America, Seth Thurgood Marshall, and the Nobel laureate, Langston Hughes, and me.
Yeah, of course. you also hold a Master's of Science in Industrial Relations and Personnel Management from London, yeah?
From the London School of Economics and Political Science, University of London, one of the top three universities in the UK and in Europe.
Wow, round of applause. Leo, I'm sure you've got a hard on, eh?
Leo's a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give the book to Leo.
Yes.
Let's talk about Native Rhythms.
Yes.
How did the label come about? And
tell us some of the artists that that you, I know you said you didn't like to say you discovered artists, but some of the artists that maybe you found.
That I signed.
Or you signed,
Signed to. Music for me was, I think, Papanj, and also I think Tandi culture as such, Amasiko. And going to America opened my eyes more than anything, because when you get there, the first thing they ask you, but in fact, you're African, but you're dressed like us, you know? They want to see Africa. They want to see themselves through you. I'm short of saying they want to see Kogi Peshu, but they want to see that this person is authentically African and is a proud African or Zulu, whatever. Right?
That this would have been us had we not been colonized.
Yes, exactly. So you get to appreciate things like, I mean, growing up in the township, I just thought, Mdopo Mimaka Imbata, you know, Sbabugela Pants, Kanti. That is the real culture that we never got to understand. Now, when I got there, I began to appreciate umculo. Not that, I mean, I grew up in a multi, in a dual like, upbringing, both rural and urban. So I'm comfortable in both, right? So my appreciation for culture and music started more in America. I had already been a serious listener and collector of music, jazz in particular, when I was growing up. In the 80s, jazz was big in the township. I know every jazz artist that was released, whether it's Blue Note in America and all of that. So coming, then I joined a band in America. There was a guy who was in exile from Limpopo, a Pedi guy, a percussionist like Malombo, you know, amazing percussionist. So I joined his band and we used to go to the prisons and play for the prisoners. And my job was just to play woodblock.
Wow.
A woodblock. And then I would forget what I need to keep time. Go.
Sing off time.
Oh. Now, imagine, but I learned just like a drum.
You're the drummer. You keep time.
So in those 12 months, is that when you start Native Rhythms?
No. So Mangbuya. So I come back in 93, and I'm at that time now. This is at the turn of our democracy, and the culture is booming. There is Yeovil there, there is Newtown, and I'm now following bands. Like a groupie, you know. I'm following bands. There was a group from Etegwini based here, Wakutwa Umzansi, jazz, whatever. I bought them instruments, drums, keyboards, and everything. But I wanted a sound, and this sound, I did not hear it. I wanted a sound that fused Maskandi and jazz, not Afro jazz. I wanted a sound that is Maskandi, but jazz wraps it around, you know. And I started to form a band called Bambata, which is one of the biggest groups that ever came out of this country. And then that band was then signed to Kalo. By that time, I didn't even know what a record company is, you know. I didn't know what a record company is. I remember I had done 8 songs on that album, which I was self-financing. And then Uchabu Kanyile says, no, let's go to Kalo and sign and get signed. Not me, my group that I had formed. I said, I don't want to be the artist. I mean, I've got a sound in my head, but I don't want to be the artist. Bambata is B-A-M-B-A-T-A. This is how we spelled it. But in Zulu, it's B-H-A-M-B-A-T-H-A. It's named after the Bambata Rebellion. The 1906, the poll tax revolt in Natal then, led by a chief of the Zondi clan, which ANC Umkhonto emulated because of the guerrilla tactics that the chief used. That's how Umkhonto was formed as well. So we formed that group. But to then fast forward, I'm on the board of Airports Company, AXA, at that time. And I read in the business day that Kalo Records was losing money. Ichonic had just issued their annual financial statements. Ichonic owned Kalo, owned Sunday Times, Business Day, New Metro, Sowetan, and all of that. So I talked to the chair of AXA board, who happened to be the chair of galo. You guys are losing money. I think I can turn the company around. Oh yeah, are you serious? Have you ever run a record label? No, I've never run a record label. And then a month or two later, I get a call from the CEO of Jonic. Hey, Sithole, I even remember how he said, Sithole, I need help. Mashudu Ramano has asked me to call you. So we meet in Parktown over lunch, and he says he wants to recruit me to Jonic as head of strategy. So I joined Jonic, I'm head of strategy, but for the entertainment portfolio, which is music business, book retail, which is exclusive books, and cinemas, which is New Metro. So I come there as head of strategy for these three.
Well, I turned them up by score, eh?
Yeah. Having said that, in that position, we started building cinemas in Kenya, building cinemas in Nigeria.
Wow.
A year later, the chair says, Sithole, do you want to continue as head of strategy or you want to go to the music business?
Okay, yes.
I said, music.
Let's do music.
Yeah. Then they send me to Galo.
Okay.
Galo as deputy group MD. I don't know anything about music. I don't know about rights and royalties, all of that. All I know is that what are the audiences looking for?
Yes.
That's all I know, right? Mangfiga, the first thing I said, Galo, you're too slow as an organization.
Mm.
You seem to be ancient. At that time, Kwaito was everywhere else except at Galo.
Mm.
Now, they were trying to buy artists who had failed elsewhere, like let's say go EMI,
Kwaito,
now they want to come back. Leave Kwaito alone, you've missed the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Okay.
What year is this now?
This is 2003.
Wow. Yeah. We in high school then, bro.
Yeah.
Ngati, leave Kwaito alone, hip-hop.
Okay.
Hip-hop, Ngati. Hip-hop is going
to... How did you know hip-hop is the next sound?
First of me, I think it's because I'm a closet poet.
Okay.
For me, it was not even about the beat. It was about what young people were saying and whether the nation was listening to what young people were saying in the music.
But that time you just said yourself, Kwaito was the mainstream one. So you should have heard hip-hop somewhere.
Yes, because Angita was coming from the US.
And it was booming there.
And my only album I ever bought of hip-hop when I left America was Das Effects. That was the album I bought.
I don't know that one. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I know Das Effects.
Das Effects. Yo. Oh, those boys. I was in an audience in Philadelphia where about 20 hip-hop artists. This is now 19, when did I go to America?
No idea.
I'm too old. This
is 89. This is about 1990.
Okay.
I'm in Philly at a big hall. All the hip-hop artists were there. You can mention, I will tell, they were there.
Mm.
And at that time, for me, it was just too noise. It was just too much noise. Mm. I never understood it until I started listening to what they were saying.
Mm.
So my interest in hip-hop in this country was more about lyrical content.
Okay.
And whether young people, whether government was listening to what people were saying. I mean, there's one song, Umdu's album, there's a song called Babu Government. That's Umdu has got one rap song. I don't think people know that. Like Babu Government says, Cartel Khazula, now is the time. So we just totally sing, whatever. And I was listening to that and listening to others. And then I said, we're going to sign hip hop. We're going to also sign artists that are going to be just like Miriam Makeba and Dorothy Masuka and Letambul at that time. So I'm thinking, Otandis and all of, but I had not signed it. In Isikwata Camp had released Cut and Join.
Huh.
Yeah.
There was a government song there as well. But there was a song Cut and Join,
And I had attended a concert at Zoo Lake. At that time, H2O was huge.
Yay! It is wonderful.
Yes. And they had one, there was a competition run by a sound company. I think it was Pioneer or Ted Alex. I don't remember. They won the best hip hop back then. Yeah. So they won that. So I got interested to say, you know, we need to do this hip-hop thing. And I bumped into Junior where Boom Shaka.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was rushing to the airport. And then I said, Mimbone Yovil, hey, Junior, come. Rush airport, we are now. I want to sign these boys. Then he tells Sugar Smacks. Sugar Smacks called me. Hey, Babu Stoll. Nice. So we have this meeting on a Sunday because I had heard what EMI wanted to sign his squadra camp on a Tuesday.
Yay.
So I signed. We have a meeting. Ulebo Khang is 19 years old.
Sugar Smacks.
He's 19 years old. He can't even sign a contract. His mother had to come that day. He signed on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I signed squadra camp. I signed Pro Kid.
Yo!
And squadra camp releases...
How did you get Pro Kid?
It was difficult. Remember that guy from America? What was his name? Sid Money.
So, yeah, he's the one making a movie at the moment about Pro Kid. Yeah. And he's going to star in it. He had a song with him. The guy who was on the Chicken Licking ads, the Soul Man.
Oh!
That guy, Swiss Money. Yeah.
Wow.
It was him that... and then... So I signed Squadra Camp and they released this album. Is it Cuckoo Function?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. With that biggest song, Umoya.
It was, yes. Cuckoo Function.
Now, how the universe aligns. When they came now with the final master, there's a song they call it Danyan. They sample my song. They didn't even know what it was from the album Yepamba. The only song I had featured on.
Wow. Look at that.
I'm like, wow. So then, at that time, this is the issue that I was having with hip-hop artists. They wanted to keep it real. No one wanted to be signed to any major because they were going to be seen to be
sellouts.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it underground. Like
yeah.
I asked them one question. I said, so tell me, let's say you release an album now and they want it in Upington. Because so now you guys are bragging with, we are selling it from the boot of the car. So are you going to drive to Upington to drop one copy?
One copy.
Before you signed Squadra Camp, sorry to cut you off, who else was on the table? Like, who else could you have signed at that time? Who else were you looking at?
It was Squadra Camp.
That's it?
It was Squadra Camp.
Not even H2O?
No, it was just Squadra Camp. No, I didn't know WHP then. I think he was at EMI. But it was just Squadra Camp.
What was it about Squadra Camp that you liked, man?
I liked what they said about Thabombe and Cut and Join.
Literally the song to the ANC.
Yes, because I was like, young people are saying something, but who's listening?
Yes.
So it was Squadra Camp. And so I then said to them, one thing you must never do, you must never romanticize poverty. There's nothing cool about being poor.
Mm.
To brag that you are selling two CDs from the boot of your car, so you are happening. You must be part of the system, just know how to work it. Mm. You know, if you sign to a major, the moment the album is punched onto the system as a released album, all the retailers can just search, they will see it, then they will order it. Mm. Just like this book.
Mm.
The fact that this book is now released, you can go to any retailer and say, do you have this book? They will punch on the system. They will find it. But we don't have it, but it is in the system.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's how they got signed. And then after that, it was Pro Kid. And at that time, I was also funding the hip-hop sessions in Soweto. Mm.
Oh, wow.
I was funding the Dungeon Shack, 1808, Splash Jam.
Black Sunday.
Black Sunday.
Yeah, wow.
And the Slag Haze.
Slag Haze. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for.
Graveside, all of them, all six of them. Wow. I would go with the sound. No, but they're the shitty sound.
Mm.
So I'll come there with the sound and stage.
Damn.
But remember back then, you wouldn't go to Slag Haze unless you knew your shit.
Hmm.
Yeah. But Slag Haze, you wouldn't survive 8 bars.
Mm.
It's Slag Haze.
Describe Slag Haze, bro. Like, who came out from there? From
Sia Shezi. The likes of you guys like Sia Shezi.
And Pro.
Yeah. Pro. Actually.
And F-Eazy.
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 He's actually my nephew.
Yes, that's what I heard.
He's my wife's sister's son. One of my proudest moments is not my artist. Was Unati.
I remember she gave a speech at the Samo Metros and she really praised you. Yeah.
So I had gone to the Metro Awards, I think it was in Durban or East London, and they had just done this song, Nozola.
Massive song. Massive.
So I see this performance on stage, and then in the morning at breakfast, I call Unati. She calls me Malambu. I saw you performing, But Uzola was running circles around you. He did not even execute your verse. He just kept saying, hey, hey, you know. And Uzola went in, you know. It, I'm going to do one song for you. And that will be the only song in the album. Let me tell you, she didn't forget. October, she sends me a message. November, she sends me a message. December. And then I always drive home to Emcingo, which is about 5 hours drive. And then I had this song in my head. Then I had a dictaphone, which is Wait MBC. Wait MBC, Le Wena. Yeah, that was the song. And I give it to her. She sits with that song for 3 months. I said, you must practice the song. I want you to execute the song. I had sung the entire song. I want you to sing, and then I'll take my voice out. Then she comes to the studio. You know, I cried inside. It was just short of running tears.
Wow.
She comes to the studio. Then I was not happy with the intro, which was my intro. But no, the intro says Susa, so far another intro. And then I remembered Ingoma Kaifas, Unomalang. Something.
You know, Big Zulu, Zulu Boy samples it. You know it.
The intro of Ingoma Nathi, Wait and Bisile, was influenced by that. Then I said, no, I've got an intro for you. But the intro is going to go like. Wangi tata lana, wangi bega lana, mtwano muntu e. Inhliziyo yami yashaya yathi kikiki. Ngakuzisima nga umkhonzile. That's how the song starts. That song, she goes to Kalawa. Of course, she's signed to Kalawa. And I'd already been crushing it. You know, let me tell you, when you get a song from me, you'll have 10, 11 tracks. My track will be number one. All the others will be silent. So it's like a fictitious tracks. They will be numbered, but they won't play. Gimnike. Oskido and them made that track number one. And it
took off.
You know, it took off. And shame, she never stopped thanking me. And sometimes I feel so embarrassed when she overthanks me.
Yeah.
But it is really my proudest moment, besides the album Tandiswa.
That's beautiful. Let's talk about Tandiswa Maswai. How do you meet her? Sorry, man, you got a question, eh?
Yeah, no. We'll just start with Tandiswa, because it's about an artist.
It's about an artist.
Yeah, one of them he signed.
So Tandiswa, so I mean, I'm like...
By the way, before you start, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Tandiswa.
Yeah, no,
generational talent,
King Ta.
Like,
There's an artist and a half.
So,
Tandiswa, I met Galo. I Galo is the biggest independent African-owned label and the oldest, I think 1967 or something. Second to SABC. When you talk about archives, is they either at Galo or they're at SABC. And I'm frustrated by the fact that Irosta Galo doesn't have long shelf life artists like the kind of Miriam Makeba's and all of that. But I don't like Afropop. I didn't like Afropop for one reason. I'm not a person who believes that an artist must release every year. That every year there must be a new album. An album, if it's a proper album, it must last at least 3 years. So Afropop, I mean, there was Malaika, there was Mafikizo and all of that. I wanted a sound that was not Afropop, you know? And then I go to Market Theatre one evening on a Friday. Utandiswa is showcasing. She's Bongo Muffin, but she's showcasing what her musical influences are. So she's performing solo. She's doing a South African songbook, basically, from Stimela, Rayu, to this song and to that song. And she's performing about 30 songs. And I'm sitting there in the audience. Then the following Monday, I go to Galo. I mean, I'm the big boss that I said to them, I need you to go. We need to sign Tandiswa as a solo artist.
Wow.
But we need to get clearance from Kalawa. Because remember, the laws of the game, if you are signed as an artist, you are signed collectively an individual. Mm, yeah. So you can't say, oh, I'm signed in this my group, but I'm just going to go and sing a soul outside of it. Yeah. Once that record company signs you, you're signed. Lock, stock, and barrel. Mm. So I go to Oskido, no Mandla, no Bruce. And I'm just being honest. Guys, I need to talk to you about Thandiswa. Can we sign Thandiswa at Galo as a solo? She remains at Galawa as part of Bongo Muffin. We're going to give you what is called a royalty override. Huh. Basically, when a record company has got a right over an artist, and they want to, it's like a soccer player going loaned to another.
Oh, yeah. Like a loan move. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You still claim a certain portion of the sales of that album.
Yes.
Kahle kahle, that artist is signed to
you. Yes. Kahle, yeah.
Okay.
So we agree on a royalty override. And then Thandiswa being Thandiswa, because she never makes up her mind. That woman never makes up her mind. She can take 6 months. There's nothing urgent to her.
Yeah.
It can be urgent to me, but not to her.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's important to you, but to me right now it's not.
Yes.
And we've got this offer. It's been with her for 4 months.
Whoa.
Then I say to the colleagues at Carlo, tell her that she's got 14 days to respond. Otherwise, the offer is not there.
Mm.
Then she signs. Then we have a problem now. We need to produce an artist that is Thandiswa, not Bongo Muffin.
Oh, yes.
What is this sound that is going to be Thandiswa sound and not Bongo Muffin? But we need to find our producers that are going to produce her. But we need to have a reference. What is the song reference that will represent who Thandiswa is? But she has not done a solo song. Then again, this is where the magic happened.
Hmm.
We need to have songs. Then I go to studio. Well, I mean, the sound, I think Mbonile perform at Emake Theatre.
Mm.
So I already know whose tand is outside of Bongo Muffin. What voice is it?
Mm.
Go to studio. I start singing things in my head. The first song was Zabalaza.
Hey.
Oh!
That song you produce, right? Season!
Yes! Yeah.
I composed about six songs, I think, in the album.
Yeah, even Dizilibede and Zolang Oban is produced by you.
So then, because I've got a jazz influence growing up in the township, I've got a bass line in my head. So I mean, I compose a bass first. So I do this song. I mean, first of all, I can't play music. I can't even play.
So you're like Kabza of the 70s?
Yeah, Kabza is big.
Kabza
is big.
So you can't play?
I can't play?
Yes.
I don't know what key the song I'm singing in my head, but I mean, I've got the sound in my head. Or a studio. This is how I work a studio.
That's how it starts.
There's an engineer, there's a programmer, and then there's me. I say, I've got a song. What was song? Then I sing it with my head. I sing piano, I sing guitar, I sing bass, I sing saxophone. I say, what key? I said, I don't know what key it is. Just play it, you know? Then the song starts
building.
Yeah, to build, you know? Yeah. Then we then say, okay, there's the chorus. This is going to be the thing. I always also start with the chorus once I've laid the song, because then you can write from, you know. So I did this song, Zabalaza. And the chorus is just says, Zabalaz, Zabalaz, Zabalaza.
So,
yeah. No, so we now say Fagale, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to Zulu Nongo Maguire dance. Ngamba ne, you remember the hip hop group from Kenya, Gidi Gidi Maji Maji. I'm driving with them, where I had signed them here, at Galo. Now, but I'm no longer at Galo. No, I'm still at Galo, sorry. So I'm driving to Nongoma. I call her. I've got a song for you. What? You're not going to tell me how to sing. Then I went to studio. I got the biggest vocalist in the country. Vocalist, backing vocalist. Kanyo Mapumulo, Kululiwe Sithole.
Do you know them, Ghost Lady?
Yes, Kanyo.
Kululiwe Sithole, the wife of Jabu Kanyile.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I go, I've sung the chorus, then I ask them to sing it, then take my voice out, then we give her the song. It's only got the chorus and the music, then she takes it. And then Then I do the second song. So we do four songs.
Yeah.
Remember the idea is to go and we now have a reference.
Yes, yes.
To go and go to producers. Mm. To say, yeah, this is the kind of
style. Yeah.
Direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I do Nilinde. This is how I composed the song. And then I used to sing. My kids were still young. They were still at primary. We used to have a house in Notcliffe there on the hill, and we'll be driving to school. Then I would play it for them. What do you think, guys, of this song? This thing. And then, so those were the two big songs, including Nizala Ngoba, right? Nizala Ngoba is a different story. But anyway, so we have these four songs now. Then I say to her...
Were you just trying to tell us that you have kids and you had a house in Northcliffe?
Yeah.
He's been rolling in it. He didn't become a gardener, but he was raking it. He was raking it, you know?
Oh. Well, I lived...
Get out of here.
You know,
bro. Come on now.
Notcliffe has got two streets. They call the address. One is Maluti, which is where I was. We had built a house there. And the other one was... Washington Drive.
Yeah.
This is where Abo Romeo...
Romeo Kumar.
Yeah. So, you either had a house in Maluti or you're in...
Beautiful.
Otherwise, then you are not in
Northcliffe. Yeah, just not clear by address, but
you are
not.
So I sing this song. So I give it to her. And so finally, Manstole, we don't need producers.
Mm.
We've got this.
Mm.
You are giving me stuff that resonates with me.
Wow. Beautiful.
I love it. Mm. Now, Utani is one person, if you give her a song, if she likes it, the only response you're going to get from her, it's okay.
Okay. Just like that.
It's okay.
Mm.
If she doesn't like it, you're going to feel, she's going to tell you, I don't like this song, it's crap.
Mm.
And then it's mm. So we start doing these songs again. That's how the album build up. But for me, when she came to the studio for Izabalaza. Remember, there is no verse.
Mm.
And then she says, so, ze, nilibale, imine sati banangayo, so, ze.
Lost your mind.
No, that was in the lead.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. But she had sat with that song for 4 months, actually.
Mm.
Then when she came, she said, I'm ready. Then she says, Undilinde. Undilinde, we wanted to fish out Ishmael on the song. But Ishmael had just done something, Nozola, if I remember that
at
the time. Then we felt, it's just going to be a cliche.
Mm.
Let's get Tsepo Tsula.
Mm.
Wow.
Tsepo Tsula arrived at the studio. It's Tsepo Nansingo. Angene. And he executes his verse and I don't like it. And I say, please Tsepo, come out. And I don't like what you've just done. But I'm not going to tell you what you must do. But go and give me Tsepo Tsula.
Mm.
What? Oh yeah? It's in the documentary. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? And then... Well, I can't sing the sweet version, but I said, something, something. In the dock, I'm jumping. I was so excited.
Wow. You know?
So just before we create the album, Sakabana, you know, Tandis.
Oh, no.
Sakabana. Sibangani, manje. Remember, the female music market is highly competitive. Who is out there at that time? There is Judith Sipuma. There is Gloria Bosman. There is Zama Jobe, you know, and Simpiwe Tana is busy with her album.
Now.
So now she's no longer sure whether this craft is the one. Ah, angenele. Oh, what kind of Wi-Fi are the albums told?
She said you don't need producers. Wi-Fi has got this.
Wi-Fi are the album. At that time, Sexele Manje, Lashum Lens. It's the only song remaining.
Lashum Lens.
Angitube mina. I'm no longer working on this thing. Put sec. Anto Stella calls a meeting, imagine a hugging meeting.
Mama is next meeting.
How can you accuse me of forcing myself?
Because you're both passionate.
Yeah,
you
because
know?
You're the one who told me that we don't need the pre-production songs I've given you were just good enough for me to Utanzo is not a fight, she's a peacemaker.
Yeah.
She's quick to say, no, I'm fine. So we went back, we finished. That's when Ulahlum Lenz, which was done by Alexis Fagu, was done, the album. Then we're coming to the genre now. Maria McCloy.
Hey, Maria, shout out to Maria.
You say, Kaya, MC, What is this music you are doing? Well, but remember at that time, we've now released Tandiswa, we've released Simpiwe Tana, we've released Nana Makakula and all of that. What is this sound? Kitimina, it's Afro Soul. Just the top of my head. What is Afro Soul? No, Afro Soul to me is a mixer of Afro Jazz and Soul, like the Philly soul sounds about Jill Scott, Cassandra Wilson, and kind of thing like that. It's not Afro Jazz. It's not Afro Pop. The dominant chord, loguza there is the Rhodes. That's the dominant loguza. Yeah, it's the Rhodes. That's Afro Soul. Then she writes about it. Kuti Stole is doing Afro Soul and all of that. And when we presented the master to Galo, my boss, who was now the group MD, I'm the deputy, both about Tandiswa no Simpiwe, back then, and he says, but are we going to make man with this? I thought we were going to do Afro Pop. No, I'm not doing, I'm doing long shelf life. I want an artist going to be here for the next 30, 50 years.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? My other belief was that you're not going to break artists if you don't pump money
into
the marketing.
Of course.
Ikalo used to have 80,000 rands for marketing.
That's peanuts.
You're going to get a journalist to go write a story.
Maybe
you're
a video.
You're going to do in-store promos. You're going to do a video. You're going to whatever. With nothing I know. If you're going to release an album, the first commitment must be a quarter of a million.
And that's unheard of at that time.
Unheard of. Quarter of a million. We pump 800,000 on Simpiwe and on Tandiswa. Jabu Kanyile's wife, Ukulule, was told, my brother, people are talking. The industry is talking, but you are wasting Carlo's money. But yes, I know. It's a policy decision that I've made. We are going to pump in money.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. If we lose that money, I'll be the first person to take responsibility for
it. Yeah. You won't pay it back, but you but will lift your hand.
Yes. They can fire me. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yabuya imali yasekhaya. It came.
Triple fold.
That 15 million rand, that was a loss. All of that, he turned it around. We made 600,000 profit.
Wow.
Galo was the coolest. Every Friday, there were releases. People, I'm a journalist, we asked about it.
Yes.
They were there to listen to new stuff, to get...
exclusives.
Yeah. And Galo, and then I left. I left to start Native Rhythms.
Beautiful, man. Native Rhythms, you come across a group called The Soil, which was unprecedented at the time, ne?
Yeah.
Especially with what was going on music-wise. What was going on?
I'm at SABC, because I've never really worked for Native Rhythms. I'm a corporate strategist. I'm employed at SABC at that time. I'm group strategy, head of strategy. Mzwake Mbuli calls me. It's December.
I think this is Robert Boy's father.
I just learned that 2 days ago. Robert. I just learned that 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So Mzwake calls me. It's like 2010. I'm inviting you to a family ceremony at Ipelegeng Community Arts Center in Soweto. All the Mbulis who have done things, whoever is carrying a Mbuli surname, Mzwake Mbuli, the late Vuyo Mbuli, and all of that, the lawyers, kuna celebration of my families. Mangifika lapan, I honor the invitation. 4 young kids enter a stage performance.
Okay.
Yeah. But going at his school uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black jersey, we've got The Soil here in the local air corner. They blew me out. I'm like, what is this? Mang Puma, Gibone Uzweli Mbuli, who is a playwright, all of that. Get him, who are these guys? He's the one who was producing the event. Now the guy called The Soil, Lang Niama details. Then I'm calling my wife on my way home. I'm excited. Hey, I found this group. I saw this group performing a cappella. My wife always says no. Every time I come with an artist, it's no. But I know what I'm going to convince her because I have this ear, which is going to work. Don't worry. They are not Mambazo. They are not Stratama. It's something else. I've never seen something like this. And I meet Nabo at Maponya Mall, at Nando's. But before that, yeah, I meet with them at Maponya Mall at Nando's, and Unsiga cries, Nsiga cries, Ukalela Nsiga. You don't know how long we've been wanting to meet you. We've been to Osimpiwetano, we've gone everywhere, trying to gain access. Kutwa, we are not accessible. Not me.
They were gatekeeping.
Yeah, not me. Not accessible. But no, we are here now, you know.
Let's rock.
Yeah, let's rock. And then they were on SFM Karabo Kholeng afternoon show. I called, interview. Babe Arangel, and Angsaz, which one came first? But I'm signing those guys. So the celebration was on air. Then we signed them, and the soil became the biggest thing. I mean, those guys, well, I can't tell. Maybe Isar is about Chase. But Ubuhle bought her apartment cash.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah.
They were just investing, you know.
Yeah.
And they were touring. We've done in Iwomed. Iwomed, Peter Gabriel. Iwomed, it happens in many countries. We've done Womed London. We've done Womed Australia, Womed New Zealand, Womed Chile, and everything. Those guys went to Apollo, invited by the president of Apollo. You know Apollo Night in New York? It's fine, it's La Reis. That's where the comedians were made.
Of course, yes. That's beautiful, man.
They've traveled, they've done well. There's an album coming out now with that piece with.
One thing I noticed is you said when you discovered them, there were these four kids on stage. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is when they had signed to Nature Rhythms, there were only three now. Ntiga, Buhle, Pindo, Master P, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with the four, it was something Soweto. What happened there? Because on the first album, if you got a good ear, you could hear him. But you're like, where's this guy? Because I see three people, but I'm hearing four voices, and his voices carried a lot of the songs. What happened there?
Yeah, Samgelo.
Yes,
Samgelo Mdolomba.
Yes.
That's something Soweto.
Yeah.
Samgelo Mdolomba. We signed all four of them. Signed all four of them. When we were down to eight songs that we had done, some girl calls me. Yeah, but I was told, you know, I've got this other group, but also me. You know, I'm happening. You know,
I'm the Beyonce of this. You better know, I'm the Beyonce here.
I'm happening in this group.
No group without me.
I mean, him and I have sister, and he says
history.
I must tell you the truth. Yeah, he says he was young. You know.
Yes.
He says I'm happening. So I am the soil, but I'm also not the soil. Okay, what do you mean, Samgel? No, I want to have a separate contract.
Wow.
Yeah, as me, but still be in the soil. And I want you to manage me and all of these things, right? And I also want to be able to go solo as and when I want. So we are releasing through Sony then. I go to Sony. Oh, first of all, I have to take a policy decision, me now, myself, as the way I understand music and stuff. Actually, maybe you are right. Nkuma Nompo Mpo is my engineer then. I think some girl will write because Stimela has got Nana Coyote.
Yes.
But Nana Coyote is not Stimela.
Yes.
You know? It's not a problem.
Ray Piri.
Yeah. It's not a problem. We can have him.
Reese as Nozuma. Part
of, yeah.
Look, I have a podcast. Podcast and chill. You see, now we're right.
So we can have both. It's not an issue. Then I go to Sony. I'm not a legal person. I said, draft me a contract that gives some girl everything that he has asked for.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Everything that he has asked for, provided he doesn't release when the soil is released within a particular period.
Yeah, there's a conflict.
There's also that 6 months lead time and whatever. Simni Usamgel. How? One day, Samgel asked at Angsafuni Kubega Nalento, the soil, footing funan keep my voice. Remember that guy, Sunday, Joy, and all of those songs? Yeah, the voice, I mean, you know the guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Remove my voice.
Yeah.
Basically, Samgeloga, let me just tell you. You've got a binding contract.
Mm.
When you recorded, this contract was signed.
In place.
It was in place. Those songs are staying.
Mm.
You can go. Futa ngikuthembi wena ubaba usithole.
Ha.
Ngikuthembi how wisgiving. Sengenzeni manje. Sengenzeni manje I mean really samukele ngenzeni. Hey I that guy. Let me tell you shame. Buhle Phindo Tsika bahambe baya kwi family. These kids grow up together, they went to school together. They used to walk from umshato to this umshato singing, wanting to be recognized. Baya kuyena but ntwana siphuma kude. You know? You can't drop us like this. Families get involved. The guy says, no. Then I asked them one question one day. They sort of come to the studio. I said, I'm going to ask you one question. Suppose some girl is at Gandhi Square and gets hit by a bus and he dies. What happens to the soil? But don't answer me today. Come back to me in 3 days. Will the soil die? Bahamba. But the soil will not die. Ngathi, let's finish the album.
Wow. Oh, they thought they couldn't do it without him. They really were just defeated. Because he's always been the anchor. I know he was the leader of the group.
And I said, let's do the album. We released the album.
Beautiful,
and look
man.
Who they are. I mean,
he still made. He still makes money because the compositions of the biggest songs that we, for instance, we have got in sync deals. He's probably got 80% of the compositions.
Oh, what a good deal, man.
But he lost out on all that gig money. I mean, you just mentioned millions and millions of gigs.
So what happened? So after you dropped the album, he left the soil.
He left
the soil. Yeah, his career went cold. He was part of The Fridge.
Drop
no, the band was called The Fridge.
Cross the fridge.
So that's a double entendre.
It was The Fridge that he pitched to me when he came up with the story.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's fast track. Ne? It's 2023. Piano's big. It's doing crazy things around the world. Everybody's jumping on it right now. Mm. As a musical fan, lover, what do you think of the genre musically and the impact that it's having in the world right now?
I would say what Amapiano has done is what reggae did to music, you know. Reggae is known and you can locate it to a specific geographical location.
Yeah.
I have always been worried that in South Africa, we don't have the sound like we have of Nigeria. But it's distinct. You know exactly this is Nigerian, Juju music, or right?
Yeah.
Afro what?
Afrobeat.
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 I mean, I remember I was a student in London and then they've got this thing called Notting Hill Carnival. It's the biggest carnival. There's a flat there. Sabelungu. Then I got to hear that actually this were the family, those kids are family that owned that Irish beer. I don't remember what it is. Mm. Yeah. So they were throwing their own party there and they were playing Fela. They were playing Fela. But damn, this music. Amapiano has done something that...
So you're just telling us that you were in Notting Hill?
Yeah. No, I'm saying... which I was in Notting
Hill. He's referencing the... What piano... let him cook, man. Let him cook.
When I saw Abelungu playing Fela
in Notting Hill.
In the middle of London at the Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah.
Then I realized that music from Nigeria had penetrated the world, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, of course, if you play Fela, you're supposed to be the coolest person.
Yeah.
You drop Fela. You know, finding a muntu maudlala njalo njena koni mbizo. You know, yeah. So what Amapiano have done is exactly that. I'm only worried about their administrative efficiency. You can have the biggest genre and the biggest operation, but if you are not administratively efficient, if I'm calling Kabza today, it's either he's the one who's going to pick up the call. Or I know who I should call, and there is going to be a response.
Yeah, you're right. Right now, it's non-existent. I know from firsthand.
Yeah,
for real.
Administratively, it's non-existent.
It's non-existent.
Even that hearing to appearances, because Kabza was booked in Venda, Thando News Cafe, like last week. It's the third time he hasn't pitched to a Venda event.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, now, stuff like
there's
that.
There's a trail of things like that.
Yes,
I remember
yes.
what happened in Zim, Vic Falls Carnival.
Yeah, understand. So trail, people book them and then don't know if they're going to come or pitch or not.
As well, there have been slight problems.
Let me tell what happens people in the music world.
Don't know they're going
to
pitch.
It's about promoters and booking agents.
Mm.
The moment you are known to be unreliable,
you're fucked.
No client, no agent is going to risk an artist with a client. And remember, they're going to get the money up front, the agent.
Mm.
And then the artist doesn't pitch up. The moment that thing goes around, there will be no gigs.
Mm.
You know? Tina, at Native Rhythms, we function both as an agent, as an artist.
And the problem is that these kids are getting their friends to manage.
You can't.
Angibafuna ukhuphana abantu ababaziyo from day one, whom they trust with their money and livelihood.
Let me tell you, I'm here today. We've got this celebrity games tournament. Maskandi playing.
Oh, that's the football game.
The management of the project to say what's going to happen at the gate when they arrive, who's parking where, you can't just learn those things, you know.
Oh.
If you artistic to a man, just if una Cubs are in Vietnam, and I say to Cubs, let's say in Bukil, how big is your team? At 8, can I have the passports?
Mm.
And I don't get the passports. Suddenly, they don't know who's got what and whatever. Then I get the passport. The other one expired in 1995. You know? So I'm just saying, if this genre is going to grow, they've got to strengthen on their management capacity and administrative efficiency.
How do they do that? How do they do that, sir?
Good question.
Man, you funang it about and by manage.
It's not a bad idea.
We are a management company and we do this very well. You know,
are you being for real so people can reach out to you?
Yes, we are a management. Let
can
me
you please give us the details where people.
Yabonu Shimi Lulu is an amazing performer. If you book Shimi Lulu, Zokjala, Umpokaman, you took a show on September, said, Singer has. But there are clients who rather come to us. If Simpu kill, he will be backstage 2 hours before the show.
Ah, I get you. Wow.
So it's those kind of assurances.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Utoluti artist is managed by a manager, but Bevelebet, no. Asfungum Puka through this company.
Because they know what they're getting into.
That person is going to be there on time.
Mm.
You know, I was just talking to Tira Uteindot, like this jamming to soccer.
Mm.
I am managing the logistics, the movement.
That's your baby?
Yes.
Oh, shout out,
no, it's
man.
Not my baby. It's but Kuzani and Big Zoom, right?
But you are...
But I am the project
facilitating
lead.
Everything.
So you are putting the structural organization,
you know what happened? Yeah, you know what happened? When they played in 2021 at Sentin Sports Complex on the 10th of August, I get a call from Kuzani. I had not met Kuzani. Kuzani, Dr. Sola, Tim Teto, minister has asked me to call you. This is a good idea, but only you can make it happen. You find a little minister. Minister, is it true? These guys are great, but I think you can help them grow this.
Yes.
I put a strategy together.
Beautiful.
What is jamming to soccer?
Yeah.
The history of soccer in the country, how music combines and all of that. You know? So I'm the project lead. I'm moving artists from players from Durban, Gom and Gospel. I do the bookings. I'm just using it as an example in terms of administration. Bookings, and then I check them in same time.
Mm.
Then I send them messages. You are checked in, just arrive at the airport.
Oh, beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful.
E-admin. Yo.
But you see, these kids, the piano kids, and I like them. I like this about them. They believe in independency, and so they will probably say, but you also learned it, you know, from somewhere. So how could they then either identify or say to, if they see someone within their circle who's got the abilities of, you know, leading the management, their personal brands and
management. It can be anybody.
How can they then acquire those skills? What's
I'm
the
saying they can ask anybody. It can be anybody, but the person needs to, don't drop the ball, you know. One day you're going to miss a flight. And it's the only flight. It's going to Vietnam.
I think it's time, bro. It's high time we get... You know, like Woskito used to do the Winter Music Conference?
Yes.
I think it's time for that for Piano, because there's time. So much knowledge out there
yes.
that people are withholding for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But if we could have a conference like that, you then you come there, then you know.
Speak of management.
You understand?
Manage an artist from the ground.
You understand? Because
no
literally with Piano, bro, you could be a nobody today, but tomorrow your song yeah. is big in America.
It only takes one song.
You understand?
World over, any genre.
How do you navigate that, bro? How do you navigate that?
You remember that group, it had Zion in them. What was it?
Liquid Deep.
Liquid Deep. I see them at Samra one day. I hear you don't even honor your radio interviews anymore. But don't do that shit. Because it's Ohamba. Music, this much space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow we are not even talking about you. When I used to be big.
So it all sound like a fairy tale.
We are trying to convince a kid 20 years from now that I was big. To a woman. Mm. Mm. And you messed it up yourself. Mm. You
know? How do you feel, as a music connoisseur, how do you feel about Piano guys dropping like songs every week, every day?
Ooh. Bro, yeah, good question. Because, yeah. they drop amazing. Like,
Kamsa
just dropped one of the best albums, Piano albums ever, The King of Piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, like, how many songs? 20-something songs.
I still haven't finished it.
I haven't. Now he's dropped something else. Calvin Momo just dropped an amazing album with 25
classic.
Songs.
Classic.
Oh, amazing. He's going to drop something now. Or he's on many singles shortly afterwards. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
It's a different... I mean, remember, hip-hop also was run on mixtapes. People were dropping mixtapes almost every week. Ubanu Minaj...
With mixtapes, you see, they're rapping on other beats.
Yes, yeah,
these guys are making amazing music.
So,
stuff that, like, is...
I guess because I was just talking to Leroy of Inkabi.
Yeah, Inkabi.
Yeah, Leroy Koza. Yeah, Questa Leroy.
Questa
Infamy.
Yeah. I don't understand the streaming thing because, we used to sell, he never used to understand it, but... The revenue they're generating from streaming.
Oh, I understand why they do it, bro. Yeah. It's like YouTube. The more videos you post, the more money you make.
So the money they're making from streaming is amazing. So now, the other song is still got its own leg.
Yeah.
Still doing that.
He's still streaming.
So it's a mass production business model.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, they're going to have 3 million streams.
Whether
it was from one song or that other song. Collectively, that's the stream they've received.
Yeah.
I just think...
And you might find that also, they check that the other song in terms of streaming is going down.
Yeah.
So something else has to come up.
Yeah.
So that they still maintain the number of streams. You know?
Bro, it's literally
and
like YouTube.
Monthly subscribers.
Like, there could be someone.
Spotify just changed the fuck.
There could be someone who's watching an old episode of ours.
Mm. Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
So you're still making money from that.
Yeah.
So you. But I still think it's a disservice to the amazing music. You
the
know?
Fact that you even know that they are dropping songs every day, it actually means that you're actually consuming that.
Yeah.
I am.
Exactly.
It's amazing music.
Yeah.
Well,
the fact that it makes sense. Yeah, bro. The more the more music you put out there, the more money you make.
The more money.
Yeah. And guys don't even care. Like, they'll just put out.
I wanted to ask you, you got to go, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask you before you go.
Each generator, 500 kVA generator to pump up the floodlights tomorrow at 6 because there's load shedding.
Oh, so you're rushing to go shop for a generator.
Now, been shopping for it for
generations.
For weeks.
Askis, before you go, I wanted to ask you, we've interviewed a lot of artists, you know, like your Cabellos from TKZ and other artists back in the days who were complaining about their contracts. Like they got screwed, money and all that stuff. You've heard about it before, I'm sure, ne?
And I have an answer for it.
So what did you do? Because that was during your tenure you had some sort of power.
The only person that I know that ever got screwed contract-wise was Solomon Linda of the song Boobe.
Yeah, Solomon Linda, Boobe.
A contract is valid at the time of signing and it's got all the clauses that you agree to.
Even if it's a slave contract?
It's a contract.
Mm.
Yeah. This is the problem with the artist. They come at their most desperate time. They sign a contract that is valid and is correct then, but they want to be signed. Then they blow up. Then they question the same contract that they've signed. I am not saying that it is fair to sign an artist and give them an 8% royalty. As a signed artist. It's not fair.
Do you want to take that?
Let me take it.
Yeah, take it, Preston.
Hello?
Do you know Solomon Lind? He's the guy who did In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle. So he did Mbuwe. And then they took it on Lion King. The white people said Mawumba. So millions
and... I don't know what time.
So you could have been like, who's the Lion King guy?
Lil M. Literally. Literally, his family, because he died a long time ago. It's an old group, like 60s or 70s, an old song. Mm. So his family would literally be millionaires today.
Yeah, there's a documentary.
Had
Showmax. There's a documentary.
About it.
That whole.
It's a big story.
What's the documentary called? Okay, we'll check it out.
That's some Solomon Lind.
Okay, let me, it's called The Lounge, the documentary. Let me tell you just the basic artist agreement. It's got... one album, two options. It means when they've signed the contract, the company that signs you has to deliver the first album within 18 months of signing. Then the two options basically mean the record company has an option to renew or not renew based on the performance of the first album. But the artist cannot have the same option. And you know why the artist can't have the same option? Because I can sign Sol on a one album, two options. And then the first album does so well. So remember, it doesn't give me a cent. The money is risked by the company. I'm the one who goes and record, who pays for the food, a studio, producers, and all of these things, shoots a video, promote the artist. Then you do so well, and then you give the record company a middle finger because you have an option to walk away. So only the record company can walk away, right? The two options mean it's two more albums after the first album. So this is what you would call it, maybe a slave contract. Well, I've signed myself to three albums to this record company. But you have to do those albums. Then they miscalculate, but I signed 10 years of my life. It's not the 10 years. It's about when is the next album released after the first album. Mm-hmm. So if the first album is released and then 2 years later, you release another album. Mm. Remember, it must also have its own leg before you release the next album.
And also to bring to your point, no one ever talks about the label that invested $1 million in an artist, but the album was a flop.
Exactly. Now, I want to get back to that point. In America, the risk is on the artist. The record company pays, but the record company recoups. This water, this thing that we are drinking here in a studio, they recoup everything. You remember what was Tony Braxton?
Oh, I see. Yes, yeah. Even the water.
Everything that
is even Bonifaz on the blue, he said it.
Yeah.
With get a rough, mother in trunk. They're like, the water in studio. Lamans are 40 rand.
So, in South Africa, now here's also what people don't know about how the record company works. In South Africa, you are paid on the gross sales, not after deductions.
Deduction.
So, if I sell 1,000 units today, and I make
10 rand.
10 rand. You are paid on that 10 rand. Mm. That's your royalty.
Oh.
It's not after deducting.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. South Africa has got the best deal for artists. Lapane America, Ushutaimuland, who say Miami Beach on the boat and all the
girls. They take it out of the 10 rand.
Everything is taken from that.
Then you're left with 1 rand.
Yeah.
And then you get paid from the 1 rand.
Yeah.
But you'll find that, I mean, as much as on paper.
But it's a lot, the 1 rand, because it's dollars.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
It's massive.
Now also, a fair record label, I mean, you testify. Also, Tina, he contracted right in front. It says, take it to the lawyer. Remember, I'm no longer your lawyer. I'm negotiating with you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Take it to the lawyer and come back. Yeah, Amateur says, no, I'm going to sign. I don't know about the lawyer. I understand everything. When they blow up, they turn around the record label.
Nah, I get you. What were you saying, Penduka?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I was just saying, on paper, he's right, but some labels won't have the honesty or some...
Transparency.
Yes, to say, no, you're getting from the gross. They'll say, no, we need to recover X and Y and Z. Mm. So it's all good and well for it to be, you know, fair on paper, but you also need honest human beings behind the paper.
Yeah. Prasitole, best record label to ever been run in this country? Which one would you say?
Yo.
I thought that was an easy one. I was going to say Kalawa. everybody at Gawa looks happy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He just did something else with piano.
I'm not sure Kalawa is a record label. Maybe as a business. Because as a record label, they fall short on paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
They fall short on paperwork. They are street smart.
Yeah, street smart.
In this country, of course, it will be Kalo because of its length and the years that
longevity.
It has and the artists that it has produced from Abo, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Lucky Dube, Miriam Makeba, Dorothy Masuka, and all of that.
About Solistic? Weren't they sharing space with you at some point? They were, actually.
Who play Coffee?
Yeah.
What do you think about Coffee's success, though?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, that boy comes from my section, Mlas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Comes from my section, Mlas. I was just there on his street the other day.
Yeah.
Of course, he left for Eastern Cape with his mother. Because his mother is Xhosa, but he is Zulu, when he was 7. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't know whether people know how he got injured.
Yeah, he told us.
Yeah. All you can do to answer your question now. Now I'm thinking statistically.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look at the last 5 years and say which record label has had the biggest market share in terms of the figures. Those statistics are out there.
Mm.
Yeah, the market share, which means who's making more money than any other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I think at the moment it's Universal.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether they are running it. In terms of running.
Yeah.
But in terms of market share, yeah, you must look at the historical figures, whether they've sustained the market share, or by changes now and again.
We don't want to hold you too long because you got that generator that you got to get.
It's the generator.
In closing, tell us about the book. What are you busy with at the moment as well?
Yeah. So this book really tells the history of the arrival of the natives in the cities, particularly in Johannesburg, and the discovery of gold in 1886 and how Johannesburg gets founded. Is founded as a city itself. And the mining companies that were coming here scrambled for the gold that is now shaking underground on Bree Street.
Yeah, exactly.
And it traces the history of migrants who came to the city unwanted but needed.
Okay.
You know, because they needed hard labor. They needed the people who can go underground. They had tried with the Chinese and other Asians, and they were not strong enough. And these natives come, and they come and work in the mines. And then the history of Kwamae Mae or Mae Mae as a compound is two mining companies that owned. It was Salisbury Mining Company and Jubilee Mining Company. So when they went under in 1913, before the First World War, the city bought leased the compound. And then they housed Ama natives inside.
So wait, is this Kwamae Mae, the one that we go eat now?
Yes.
Wow.
Long history.
Isn't it owned by, I heard it's owned by white people.
Imagine. Firstly, that is not true. But secondly, Kwamae Mae is not where people are eating. Where people are eating is at Kwamae Mae. But it's not Mae Mae.
Okay.
Because Mae Mae is the trade zone inside, is a market and a hostel. So if you go inside there, and I'm hoping that one day Meg G, what is it called?
Podcast and Chill.
Will broadcast.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
But it was at the eating place.
At the eating place, the other side.
Inside the market.
Yes, there's a market.
Yeah.
I told you about it, where they have like all the voodoo stuff.
Yes. And you guys were, you were the one who educated Meg G about it.
Wait. The market is under the bridge. Lama Shop Lawa. I've bought Mbepo there before, man.
Not the shops.
But the pavement. No, not those shops.
Where is this?
It's not the one where you buy your Mbepos and what?
No, that's just the shops by the pavement.
This is Kwamae Mae. Yeah.
Hey, I've never heard. We're going to figure it out.
Hi. Which one is this one?
So
when you enter through this gate, where are we?
Wow.
You see, you guys come through the gate here and park.
Yes.
They come through this gate.
Yeah, this is where they're selling the stuff.
You come through and then you park. Then you walk back to go.
I went here.
You must come here.
This is where you buy the... This is where I was telling you.
I've never been there,
There's hair and stuff, like all the stuff there.
Are you happy with what you bought there? No, the food stuff. Eat, so 1 million subscribers. It's amazing. It works.
No, you must go and see. No, mamu manse imbila pana.
Oh, let's do that, bro.
No, let's go, bro. Yeah,
let's go next week. Fuck it, man.
Yeah, let's go next week. Yes. Ungongo la pagune nyang ekchu ungabe wrong.
Ungabe wrong.
Can you organize people for us to interview?
You must tell me when you want to go.
No, next week. Next week.
When? As in Saturday?
No, no, no. During the week. During the week.
It's done.
We speak to the ladies there. We set up from there. Let's
but I would want you to do it in the passage. I think it's got long passages where it's a shop.
And is it bad for me to say voodoo because it is our African tradition? I don't want to make it seem negative.
Voodoo is a practice.
It's a practice.
Voodoo is
which is found in West Africa. Yeah.
Guinea, yeah.
So I can use the word.
Well, umuti.
Oh, umuti, okay. Umuti, right. Yes.
But it's more than just umuti. There you find all your traditional kids. There's umama wa chauge lapana who sells vendor stuff.
Lady
stuff and all of this and songa stuff. There's traditional things. Most of the
let's
actors,
do it, man.
They are dressed kwamama, especially if it's got to do with Zulu tradition.
Yeah, wow, man.
No, Prastela, let's do that. Please make it happen for us.
During the book, man.
Thank you so much, man. Yo, I'm reading this, man.
Yeah, this is my
dope.
But
this is dope.
Just to young people, if they want to know about the history of migrants, the history of Johannesburg, the suffering of the migrants, and particularly how these migrants have survived in a city that would pretend they did not exist and still were able to run their own business. This is black-owned business. This is my mind. And the story about the
white people.
Let me tell you, that cooking place, that eating place, we've been going there before it became popular, when there were no young people. It used to be frequented by long-distance taxi drivers who have just arrived from Zululand, who can only afford to eat pap there. Yeah. And people who work in the neighborhood who can only afford to eat pap. And it just so happened that during COVID, because again, government pretends as if Myanmar doesn't exist. So they were not going to go there and impose restrictions. But to them, it's not there.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. So during COVID, this was the only place where people could go to.
No way!
Yes.
No wonder, because the boom. This is my thing.
Yeah. Hey,
came up the COVID. This whole Sunday.
When you couldn't gather anywhere.
Yeah.
You couldn't gather. It got my.
And they got good weed, man. Yo, some
for
of
real.
The best. Yeah.
I'm happy with my guy, man. Hey,
that's how it became popular. So, we were going there, no Zulu Boy, in the early 2000s. We've been going there.
I remember Zulu Boy. Requested Gubonang to interview him, Guamaymai, and he forced Bonang to eat there. Yeah. She was like, oh, what is this? Yeah, it was so fun to watch.
He
was always there, God. That's toilet. Thank you so much. Yes, bro. Thank you so much, man. Podcast and chill, we are here.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.